Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'ulim in the Siddur, or Lasri'iya, Shalom Aran Arav Zatzal. And Anach Meganu LaPasuk, Hanifla Biyoter. Every Pasuk is Nifla Biyoter, but this is an especially popular Pasuk. Ve'ani Sfilasi Lecha Hashem Eser Atzam, Elokim V'Rav Chazdecha, Aneni Ve'emes Yish'echa. It's a well-known pasuk. I don't know how much people actually think about what they're saying. That's part of the purpose of this shiur, just to sit, take a few minutes, and slowly think about what we're saying. Incredible things emerge. So many mefarshim on this pasuk. I did an Otzer HaChachma search. I only came up with 13,832 mentions. Vaniya, but as for me, Sfilasi Lecha Hashem, let my prayer be to you, Hashem. In a time of will, Elokim, or a powerful God, Rav Chazdecha, with your great Chesed, in the abundance of your kindness, Aneni Be'emes Yishecha. Answer me with the truth of your salvation. So, the Rav writes as follows. Ein Adam, for those who have the Siddur, it's in Olas Li'iyah on page Mem Gimel. Ein Adam, Hamalei Tamit Shinuyim, V'tmurot Shel Rigashot, Shel Matzavei Nefesh, V'shel Has'arot, Ruchaniyot Shonot, Ruchan Tamid Liyot Mit Atzim B'tfilah. A person is not able, because he is filled with change. We're feeling like this, we're feeling like that. We go up, we go down. As Dickens put it, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the happiest times, it was the saddest of times. And one famous sitcom, the guy said to Dickens, make up your mind. In any event, we go up, we go down, we're happy, we're sad, we're glad, we're scared, we're anxious, we're nervous, we're calm, we're contented. We're angry, we're pleased, we're hopeful. Feelings, we all have feelings. All day long we're dealing with feelings. I point out that the men also feel, not only women. Men feel just like women. We have different types. Women are more emotional, and that's actually been biologically validated. That women are more inclined towards emotion, but men have feelings too. And all day long, men are feeling. What I've noticed about men, I've been a male now for 51 years in a few weeks, and men almost never talk about their feelings with each other. Conversations all the time, and it's almost never about feelings. Isn't that interesting? But we're always feeling, and the feelings are always changing. I don't think it's a good thing. It'd be amazing if men can go up to, you know, just talk about feelings openly with each other. But, okay, not all men are so in touch with their feelings. Not all women are so in touch with their feelings. It's not gender unique, but the men particularly are less inclined to talk about their feelings and share their feelings in general. Of course, there are always many, many, many exceptions on both sides. In any event, a person, a man, generic man, is filled with change, different feelings, matzavei nefesh, moods, Hasarot ruchaniyot shonot, different spiritual storms. He's not always prepared, liot tamid, muchan tamid, liot mitatzem batfila, to always be engrossed in tfila, enraptured by tfila, engaged in tfila properly. Shehu batzmo anosea ruish ala tfila romima, that he himself should be the subject of this elevated tfila. Hazakah, that's pure, valyona, that's elevated, high, exalted. Hamle or veish kodesh v'shal havitya, that's filled with light and a holy fire of burning love for God. Man is not always, anyone listening to this ever have that experience? You're just not so in the mood to daven. You know what I mean? You're not feeling like that fire that maybe you'll feel at an ilah, you know, at a slichas, at a mayor of an yomtif, you know? Chazan says, Baruch Hu, Ez Hashem, Amibayim, Mangina chagigit, you know, when answers, it's a geschmack, you feel good, you know. You're wearing your yontif best. Hopefully you're in a nice vacation spot. So that's the fire a person's feeling, but we don't always feel it. Man is always changing. You're feeling like this, you're feeling like that, and that's what God wants. God made this soul for us. And He made us prepared and inclined towards all of these changes. We know the value of that time. That we feel ourselves prepared with a complete measure to be united with the essence of tefillah. And that time, we call an Eis Ratzon. What's an Eis Ratzon? An Eis Ratzon is that time that we are prepared to properly daven. That's a time of will. Rashi says that my tefillah should be an Eis Ratzon. Who's Eis Ratzon? The Rav's explanation is our Eis Ratzon. That it should be an Eis Ratzon for us, that we should have this Ratzon to daven. When it comes to Hashem, vis-a-vis the truth, the absolute shining truth, and the salvation of the great, kind, divine being, is an eternal salvation. And the eternity of Israel, lo yinachem, will not be disappointed. Ve'akol omed, and everything stands, v'matzav ram ve'itan, in this exalted situation, above change. God doesn't change. Ani Hashem, lo shinisi. I saw in the sefer of one of the Gedolei Ador Mamish, he's not alive anymore, but he's one of the Gedolei Ador. Goyin olam, etzadik yisod olam. He's a shtickle where he says, no, Hashem changes. Shocked, still shocked. Pasuk says, "Ani Hashem lo shinisi." I don't change. But etzem Hashem ba'atzmuso doesn't change. We change, and Hashem acts accordingly. But Hashem doesn't change. That's the Rav writes here. He's above change. We change. Hine atzat Hashem izot sheyesh kesher adir bein hashiflut shel hashinuyim shenu kshinei bem shenu muchachim al yadam lavo le'it ratzon im ha'emet ha'gdola asher chesed l'yom mufi aleha. Omed la'ad le'olam, mimal l'chol shinui v'tmurat ma'amad. So the Eitz of Hashem is that there's a powerful connection between the lowness of change that we're connected to, and that we have to come to this Eitz Ratzon with the great truth of the divine chesed that appears on it, that's eternal, above change. So we have man who's a changer, and God who's a non-changer. As the Rav explained earlier, the Nisim Chai and Kayim, the Nisim dynamic and static, Kayim is Emda Kvua, Chai is constantly flowing new life, and Moida'ani, the Rav's piece on Moida'ani is just, I don't even have words. I mean, the Rav's Perish and all Asri on the Moida'ani is Oysi Gevein Lech, Yotzei Migeder HaRagil, the whole Siddur is Oysi together. The whole Rav Maran Rav was out to the Yotzim together with you. On Kol Ponim, that is the dynamic over here. We have us changers, God non-changing. And Eis Ratzon is when we have that mood to daven. That's the Eis Ratzon. We always have to daven whether we feel like it or not. I like to quote a well-known radio personality in the United States who tells when he was a boy and he went to an Orthodox day school, and the teacher said, "It's time for mincha." And the boy said, "I'm not in the mood." He said, he's in fourth grade. He said, "I'm not in the mood to daven mincha." And the teacher was shocked. He'd never heard the word mood and mincha in the same sentence. Like, you're in the mood, you're not in the mood. But the Eser Ratzon is when you're in the mood. And Rav Arav Nigash, Levayer HaPasuk. Ve'ani tfilati. And I, my tfila. Atzmiuti ha'enoshit. Kshiba letachet b'tfilati. My essence. My human essence. When it comes to unite with my tefillah, haruya likare b'shem ha'tefillah sheli. Why is it my tefillah? It's my tefillah? Yeah. You know why? Because it's holemetli enoshiyuti. It fits with my humanity. This tefillah is an expression of me. Ve'ani, and I, tefillasi. Let my prayer be to you. It's tefillasi. It's my prayer. Ve'yoredet imi b'dargat ha'shinuyim, and it goes down with me in the different changes. U'bal yadam l'ma'amad ha'ram b'etam u'shalam. And then it goes to its high status at a happy time. She'ini motzeet atzmi m'kusharim ha'mahut shel tefillati. I find myself connected with the essence of my tefillah. Yodei ani, then I know, shezeu lecha Hashem eis rotzon, that it's for you, Hashem, a time of will. So this eis rotzon is talking about our, we said before, our eis rotzon. As the Rav wrote, "Shenu marishim et atzmenu kulanu muchanim b'midam leyal liot mitachadim b'motar shel tefila." V'kuyimanu et ha'eta et ratzon. It's an eis ratzon for me, and then also for you, Hashem. It's going to be an eis ratzon. It's going to be an eis ratzon all around. It's an acceptable time. An acceptable time for who? For everybody. For everybody, it's an acceptable time. Why? Because I'm feeling it. And the Mela Hashem, who doesn't change, says, okay, this is a great time. Sha'ata kela kadosh. I'm mitale mikol zmano mikol et. Mikol tmura mikol shinui. That you, the holy God, who's above any time, any change. Al pi atzatcha yonai et ratzon. Based on your divine counsel, this is a time of will. Shanu chashim ota b'tol et. We feel it as a time. B'tol hofa yotzet mikal shel amorot shel dvarim mishtanim. As an appearance, as a revelation, that is out of the category of events that change. This is like what we would say in English, maybe, a moment in time. Time, things are always changing. This is like that moment in time where we're feeling it, and Mimela, it's an Eser Ratzon and Shamayim also. This is an acceptable time. אבל המקור העליון שהופעת תכונת העת של רצון, הלא אינה אותה המידה המצומצמת, היורדת לתגלות עלינו בתור עת לבדה, בתור עניין מפורד ועומד בפני עצמו, ולא מקוריותה העליונה. כי אם בתור הופעה אצילית ממקור האמת המוחלטה, ששם הוא ססון היש העליון. אלוקים ברוב חסדך, ענני באמת ישך, כמו שהוא האמת בעצמותו וביסודו העליון, המתעלה מכל חזיונותינו המצומצמים, והקשר הזה, של השינוי חשי אשר של התפילה, ימחי עולם עם הנצחיות העומד ממעל השינויים. הוא בעצמו יבטיח לנו, ביחס להכלל, את קביעות הזמן הכללי, שהוא מאושר מצד התורה, שהוא בא מצד התכונה האמיתית של ההוויה הכללית בכל מהותה. שיש לה תוכן היותר עמוק בהפעלה הנפשית של האיש הפרטי, ונעשה היחיד מוכן על ידי תפילתם של רבים, המקיפה אותו בכל מהותו. What is the source? The source is above Eis Ratzon. There's this midah mitzumtzemes of Eis Ratzon, this narrow midah of Eis Ratzon where Hashem answers us at this time of will, when we're feeling it, when we're connected, then Hashem answers us, but that's limited, that's narrow. And then we come on to something much bigger, much greater. And that is where Hashem the source of everything. Hofat silit mimakor ha'emet ha'mukhlata. A noble revelation from the source of the absolute truth. And you know what comes from there? That's sason ha'yesha ha'elyon. That's the joy of the highest salvation. So we have v'anis filasi l'cha Hashem. What's Hashem? Hashem is Shem Havaya. This Eis Ratzon, this time, which is narrow, is coming from the Shem Havaya, which is above this world. And then we go weiter, Elokim. Interesting, Midas Adin. Berov Chazdecha. And we talk about with your great Chesed. Aneni be'emes yeshecha. Just like you are the Emes. Be'atzmusa u'b'yesodo elyon. You are the absolute truth. You are above anything that we can perceive, anything that's limited. All of our chesionos mitzumtzamim, all of our narrow visions. This connection of the changes of daily life that happens in tefillah, with eternity that's above change, that in itself will guarantee for us, in relationship to the community, a specific time that is validated by the Torah, that comes from the true nature of existence, of general existence in all of its essence, that it has the deepest content in activating the soul of the individual. And a yachid becomes prepared, the individual becomes prepared through the tefillah of the many that encompasses him in all of his essence. And here Rav Kook makes reference to the Gemara, Ve'ezu Eis Ratzon, B'shah she'atzibur mispalulim. When taki is this Eis Ratzon? When people are davening. So you have, Ani Barov Chazdecha, and we have, Ani Tfilasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzon. It's my tefillah. It's my personal tefillah. When I'm feeling connected. And it should be for you, Hashem, at a time of Ratzon. The time of Ratzon, because I'm connected. And we say Elokim, which is his anhaga, which is his simtzum, how he relates to this world. To do chesed, I guess chesed that we earned. Chesed that we got bedin. Aneni be'emes yishecha. Answer me with the truth of your salvation. And this time that we're going to be feeling it, when is it going to be in Eis Ratzon? When the community is davening. And the individual connects to the community. Because that's the nature of this world. That the individual is, who davens with the community, is creating this Eis Ratzon Lamala. Because now he's connecting to the community, he's davening for the klal. And therefore Hashem's going to answer us, Be'emes Yishecha, with his true salvation. In the Ma'oris HaTfila, which is quoted in the by Rav Tzuriel in the Otzot HaRaya and Chelek Beis, page 527, he says that Me'ikar HaTfila, besides the to'elas of getting what we need, receiving what we need, it's also connecting to the Rabbanu Shalom, appreciating the Rabbanu Shalom, having kirva to the Rabbanu Shalom. And there are two names, he says, there's Havaya and Elokim. The first is the Bria, which created everything. That's the big name, the Shema Etzim, And then there's the name of Elohim, which is Hanhaga, how he leads us, how he guides us. So if tefillah was only bakashas ha-to'eles, we want to get answered with what we need, so then it should only relate to the Shem Elohim, the leader. We want this leader, this guide, this master, to this all-powerful, almighty one. Right? We even call idols Elohim. Elohim acherim. But he's the true Elohim. He's the true God. And so, since that's the conduct, one who's conducting the world, so we should really relate to that. But that's not all tefillah is. Tefillah is dveikus and kivas Elohim. To appreciate Hashem, to connect to Hashem. And that goes beyond this world, beyond creation. So therefore, the ikar that I'm achavin in my tefillah is l'cha Hashem. I want to be davik to you. L'cha Hashem, and he's filasi l'cha Hashem, to be davik to you. And that's going to be an Eis Ratzon because I'm connecting. And it's not for something else just to get what I want. And therefore I ask you, Ki ata Elokim, you're manning your world, Berov Chazdecha, the way you run your world, the way you govern existence, is with great chesed. So answer me. And he gives a reason. Ki asagat chefzi hu gam kach. Liot li amtsaim letgadel tabek vodotcha. Rising Hashem, Hashem, you know why you should answer us? Because we want Emes Yishecha, the truth of your salvation, which is eternity. That's what we're asking God for. And He should answer us because tefillah is just not. Tefillah is not just, oh, I want to get what I want. As for Shalom. Tefillah is first and foremost connecting to the source. It goes beyond just, oh, God, let my investment be successful. Let me get that job. Let me get that raise, that promotion. Let me find a wife, a husband, children. It's all good. But we're dealing here with, we're talking about Chayei Shah. Tefillah goes beyond Chayei Shah. Tefillah is Chayei Olam. Gemara says that compared to Torah, it's Chayisha. But we want Emes Yishecha, we want the true salvation, which is eternity. And that's why Hashem will answer us. It's for you. And that's what creates the Eis Ratzon. And therefore, Elohim, you the manik of the world, Berov Chazdeh, with your great chesed aneini, you know what you should answer me with? Be'emes Yishecha. With true salvation, true is eternity. True lasts forever. The Rav writes in that shtickel in the Morot HaTfilah, again, this is now on page 528 of the great Rav Tzuriel, Hashem Shid, Yishmereu V'Yechayeu, an incredible individual. So he learned in Eretz Yisrael, then he came to Eretz Yisrael about 65 years ago. He was Mashgiach and Shalavim for a while. Now he lives in Bnei Brak, puts out Sfarim after Sfarim after Sfarim. Anyway, he says that Tfilah, when it becomes magusham, this is the Rav speaking, when it becomes magusham, when it becomes so physical, so it's plaster, it turns into something, it's a joke. It has the filth of Avodah Zarah. Because people imagine God, he's this strong, powerful leader. He's Roidev Kovod. He wants everybody to give him Kovod. He wants everyone to listen to him. And he has all the power. We have to kiss up to him, and then he'll give us what we want, and then we got it. Before he was really mad at us, we gave him a few compliments. We told him he's God, he'll give over Noira. He's like, now I feel better. Now I'll give you what you want. He says, this tefillah is puzzle. It's idolatrous. It's drunken. And it's not real tefillah. And the tefillah of the Rishayim is very filthy. And in order to protect the world from this filth, the Rishayim are filled with kfirah, and then they stop davening. ובעקפזה דמשיחה נמצא עוס נשאר מצווה אבא שלך ברצון היותם מורשים על הפנימיות שלהם. הנם צדיקים גורים, ויהיו מתפעלים בציבור שהוא עניין חיצוני, היו מביאים חשיכה גדולה לעולם, על ידי זוהמתם החיצונה. על כן גם הם מועסים בתפילה על ידי ציורי הכפירה נמצאת בשטח חיצוני של נשמתם. קודם כל, אם רגשי קודש הם מתמלאים בפנימיותם על ידי אהבה לכלל ישראל לארץ ישראל לשון הקודש וכל עיני האומה. כל מה שבדברים באלו העניינים בתום ליבם, שיוצאים מנקודת פנימיותם מתקנים בהם את פגם התפילה, שהם מבטלים כי הדיבורים הללו הם בעצם תפילה שלמה. An interesting thing. He says these people, he's talking about the people in his time, the secular Zionists, that when they daven, so and externally they're Rishayim. And their pnimiyas, they're tzaddikim gemurim. If they would daven b'tzibur, the world would be filled with darkness. And therefore they despise tefillah because they think of it in an incorrect way. They have a kfiradika perspective of tefillah. And yet they're filled with love for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, for Lashon HaKodesh. All that matters to the Jewish people. And when they speak about this, they're attacking their pagam of the tefillah, they don't daven. Because their words are a tefillah. Interesting. Akoponim, we have two different ways where Cook learns the Pasuk. Cook will probably tell you 100 ways. So one is, and that's also a time that the tzibur is davening. So we change, Hashem doesn't change. The Yisratzen is when we're feeling it. And at that time, Elokim Barov Chazdecha, you're above change. Answer me, Bemis Yishecha. And the source is going to be the Shem Havoyah. That's where the source of giving us. And then it comes down, it's contracting to that hub of this world. The source of all the goodness is Havaya, and then it's contracted to Elokim Barov Chazdech. So God, contract to this world with your great chesed and answer us. And also, Ani Elokha Ad Filasi Elokha Hashem, it's for you, Hashem. It's not about getting what I want. Maybe you're going to answer me because with the Emes Yeshecha, with eternity. Nope. Like I mentioned before, there's so much to say about this pasuk in the Gemara. So hopefully we'll revisit this, and I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.